As our beloved Sha'ara speaks his heart to us all, we call our mighty omnipresence into action to bless him with such love and such gratitude for all that those great ones do for us all the time, and to convey to him, to his blessed mother, everything that our hearts can give for their constant service to the people of Earth. Beloved ones of Saint Germain's family, as we enter in tonight to a little family conference, I would like to show you from the inner standpoint what it means to watch carefully every life stream that in its upreaching love to the presence opens one door after another and draws forth into outer action that which blesses you and blesses all in ever-expanding perfection. Watch carefully the feelings at your stomach, your solar plexus, in your response to anything that you meet in the outer world or even that you are working on for yourselves. If there seems, my loved ones, the slightest fear or restlessness or uncertainty concerning that which you know ought to be, which you know to be right, and then there seems some uncertainty about it, pay attention to that. On the moment that is there, call to your presence and to us to strike the sword of blue flame into that condition and to so command the removal of the entire sinister force from the earth that it takes its claws off of all life. You can use every opportunity that crosses your path to demand the removal of anything from yourselves or your world that is distressing, and then stop just long enough to demand that that be taken out of the universe so it touches no other part of life. Then, in the blessing which you thus give to the rest of life, you open wide the floodgates for all life, no matter where it is. When the outpouring is that which is constructive, all that life, through its love to you, will flood back its gifts and its blessing and its wealth. And since conquering some of those problems are some of my daily activities, it is my pleasure and my joy and my opportunity to assist you in every way possible to pull the fangs of the sinister force that has had mankind in its grip so long through fear and through the sense of ownership of the things in this world. Now, you are all custodians, and you are all held responsible for that which comes under your direction as to your use or misuse of life's great gifts. But the unprecedented selfishness that has accumulated through the centuries and has become what you call the debt beast of the world, that is the thing that has held mankind in such a grip of fear that even when supply is sometimes almost at hand, that fear will drive it away, and the individual doesn't realize why the decrees are not answered as quick as they should be. Now, When you have once decreed for a thing, and then you settle your feelings concerning its answer, and then you send your love to your presence. If I were you, I would give a little attention to demanding that cosmic blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment strike into every condition that would delay or seem to be an obstruction to the instantaneous manifestation of the fulfillment of your cause, because there has been such an acceptance of time in the fulfillment of your decrees through long habit. There has been so much contentment in mankind to stay in their limitation and not get up and shatter the thing that has bound them, but that has become a race feeling, and we want to cut you free from that, so you'll have much more instantaneous fulfillment of your cause. If a wave of it strikes the rest of mankind, well, when it comes to you, that wave should part and run around you and not connect with you or your world. So there are two things in closing any of your decrees that it would be very wise for you to watch, and that is to just demand, after you have called for what you desire, what fulfills the divine plan, demand cosmic blue lightning of cosmic Christ judgment take its toll in everything that would attempt or would desire to delay the fulfillment of your call or be an obstruction in any way to any constructive thing that you wish to do. And then demand cosmic Christ judgment take its toll in those two conditions and forbid their existence to torture the rest of mankind. Oh, my dear ones, I think it'll step up the speed of the fulfillment of your decrees at least 10 times within perhaps 2 or 3 weeks or less. I'm not going to limit you. Now, precious ones, please, I hope you feel this deeply tonight, because I shall pour it forth with all the love at my command. I want you to feel that when you want to do these things that your hearts desire to do, there is the most wonderful, immortal God way of doing it. Anything you want to do that's constructive. And many of those ways mankind never heard of. But if you give this acknowledgement, it will enable us to teach you many new ways of doing, shall I say, almost everything, until you come back into the natural way of doing that which life requires, instead of the artificial way, which is the dependence on the conditions and the physical things of the physical world. If you are ever to rise into the mastery of your own mighty I Am presence, then its immortal power of love must come into your daily use, just as automatic as your lungs breathe air. And when a condition seems to obstruct or to delay what you should have, then it is as if you reached your hand into our octave and drew forth whatever power of the sort of fame is necessary to shatter everything that has been of the habit of the past, whether it's in your world or the outer world, matters not. You have all authority and power to draw forth through this decree by cosmic Christ command of the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun that never, never, never fails to fulfill your calls. Draw forth its power into outer physical action. I make everything human stand aside and then demand it be annihilated so it touches no other part of life. I want you to have that great sense of mastery within yourselves, that which is not manifested by the love of your presence, or that which does not contain the love and the blessing of life's perfection, must now move out of your worlds by your own conscious command. You give the command, and then we will loose the cosmic power to amplify yours. But your command is the charging forth of the energy of your life into the condition which starts action there. And then we just come along and shove that action a little faster. Thank you, precious ones. Now, in stepping up the speed of your manifestations and demanding all obstruction stand aside, before you issue that command with powerful feeling, send your love to your presence and ask your presence to armor you in its blue flame of immortal love, and then go to town, as you say, on the order to stand aside the delay or the obstruction. Now, in this way, your feelings will be insulated against a feeling of impatience or fight against the thing. Because if you become enfolded in the blue flame of the immortal love of your presence first, you won't feel like fighting. Won't you be seated, please? In removing destructive forces, precious ones, you must be careful. If there comes within you that feeling of battle, well, sometimes you tie yourselves more firmly to the condition. But if you draw this immortal flame, or the cosmic blue flame of immortal love around you, as your insulation first, then that qualifies all the feeling within you. And in that immortal flame of cosmic Christ love, which that blue flame is the great cosmic feeling of the mastery of life. And that is why we want you to draw this or feel it in and around yourselves before you issue the command for the human delay or obstruction to get out of your world. Now, if you will do this, you will find yourselves arising into a calm, dignified, relentless sense of mastery that is the power element of that immortal love of the blue flame. And when you begin to feel its great masterful power of that great love in the heart of the central sun or in the heart of your presence, when you feel that within you, there cannot be a sense of fight, because fight comes from fear. When there are two forces battling, the battle is on because one or the other or both fear that the other is going to rule. While this great sense of mastery in the immortal love of that great blue flame moves forward with power like a steamroller, and it simply moves in. Those other forces know that there's no fight there. Therefore, they must recede or be consumed. Now, that is the difference between our power of mastery and that which comes from mental domination of people who have a smattering of the mental powers without understanding what disobedience to the law means in the penalty they draw to themselves by misuse of the authority of life. Please try to remember this often. When you clothe yourselves in the immortal flame, the blue flame of immortal love, you stand, as it were, within a pillar of that flame to your presence and to the central sun. When you armor yourselves with that immortal love, there is no such thing as failure, and there is no such thing as even temporarily not having enough power to handle any situation. When you become the authority of that immortal love of the blue flame, it strengthens everything in you to hold dominion against discord. I want to give this to you tonight, and I think you're all doing very well. I think you already begin to feel a lot more positive than you did 5 minutes ago. Precious ones, do you realize that within that master flame of the immortal love from the great central sun, that is the authority and the ruler throughout all the universe, there is no fear in the feeling of that flame. Therefore, when it moves against something that is destructive, it doesn't have any fear within itself that there might be some temporary failure. When that flame moves forward, It knows it is the authority of the whole universe. And as that flame surges out, containing no fear, it is the master presence of love. And its vibratory action is so high that anything it touches, it automatically raises into perfection. So there is no fight. When that flame appears, every destructive force on the planet knows its end has come, because it cannot make the being within that flame fear. And fear is your weapon of the sinister force. Won't you be seated, please? I'm sure tonight you're getting my feeling. And when you begin to feel your mastery, you straighten the body, you open up and receive the power of our immortal love, and the blue flame around you takes its dominion where you move. And there is no more fear for you. Now you cannot clothe yourselves in that. Your presence can draw it within you. And only as you qualify it with the immortal love of the central sun of your presence would you find it unable to be requalified by conditions of the outer world under turmoil. But when you, of your own free will, ask your presence to clothe you in its immortal love of that cosmic blue flame, and then you ask us to charge that with our ascended master protection and our feeling of complete mastery, well, then the love becomes so intense within you, precious ones, by our amplification of the natural qualities of that immortal flame, that wherever you move, well, you're just unaware of fear, that's all. These conditions might be out there, but they recede when you appear. For every destructive force knows when that blue flame comes, it has to be annihilated. Individuals know that. Animals know it. Plant life knows it. The forces of the elements know it. Every particle of life knows that when that immortal blue flame of cosmic Christ love, immortal love, appears, all must bow. And that has the authority to speak to delay or obstruction and demand it stand aside and be annihilated. So no part of life is longer distressed by that which dishonors God. Every particle of discord, every limitation, every imperfection, every bit of impurity, and everything that is not this immortal flame of cosmic Christ love, whose perfection is forever expanding, all that is not that dishonors the universe, dishonors God. Try to feel, precious ones, your own personal responsibility about not allowing any discord to go out from you who know this law to anybody or anything for any reason. Just refuse to be a part of anything that casts dishonor upon God. You, as I am, students, have a tremendous responsibility if you allow flares of temper or irritation or criticism or condemnation to go forth into the universe at this time when the outer world is almost to the point of saturation again with destruction. But since the mighty Helios dictated, that flame over your nation is burning its way through the doubt and the fear that has held the people in its grip. You will see many changes, and as you feel yourselves walking within this immortal flame of cosmic Christ love, the immortal blue flame of its cosmic power, there will arise within you instantly that feeling of absolute power, of undisturbed harmony. Oh, it'll make everything so much easier for you all, precious ones. You will do things in half the time with perhaps one-tenth the energy. So when the obstruction or the delay appears, armor yourselves first in the recognition of this love, and then give your command, and you will find yourselves untouched by destructive forces under which the mass of mankind go down. It is to charge you with this positive force tonight that I am here with all the love at my command. This will enable you to accomplish tremendous healings with that great positive, all-knowing, immortal love that compels everything else to cease to be wherever it passes by. Oh, I could talk to you forever on the power within that flame, on the magnificence of its beauty, its joy, and its creative activity, all of which are at your conscious command the moment you send your love to your presence under the great central sun and ask to be instructed concerning the ascended master's use of that blue flame in their cosmic service and cosmic Christ mastery to this earth. That comes into outer action the moment you speak those words, "Mighty I Am Presence." Why, dear ones, were you to say, "Mighty I Am Presence of the immortal blue flame of cosmic Christ love, attend me. Be my guardian. Be my atmosphere in my world. Be my mastery over all on this earth. And be my legions of defense that go forward and help my loved ones to fulfill their destiny through love." My dear ones, long has it been since any group of mankind have been given the self-evident truth and the self-evident happiness and power that has come to you in this class alone. Thank you, my loved ones. Please be seated. I will not hold you longer, but I want you to feel this charge of power tonight that moves in to assist you, that is yours to use as freely as the air you breathe, and is without any limit whatsoever. For when you call, the immortal blue flame of cosmic Christ love to attend you and give you all that is within its heart and make you the immortal mastery over all that is not its love, then your presence and the ascended host can come much closer to you in the outer and will draw more and more and more cosmic assistance to you in whatever channel you choose to render service. This is the master authority of creation, my dear ones. Have you ever wondered why the sky was blue? It is because it is the great reservoir of electronic force, but you have never thought of that great reservoir as God's love. When you realize that the great powers of creation have there provided the limitless electronic force that is the immortal love and immortal purity of the great central sun, you may reach up to love and have all you would ever require to even manifest a system of worlds. That is the great source from whence all is drawn to produce manifestation, because you cannot produce any manifestation without the electronic force of energy. And that is the gift of the immortal love of life itself. Therefore, if you give it conscious recognition and call for its flame to attend you, that you may feel its great master power and authority within yourself in order to prevent fear from gripping you and tying you to destructive activities, then when this love comes into you with the feeling of its great master powers throughout the universe, you may stand the human aside by conscious command and demand it be removed from the universe, and if legions were necessary to attend you to accomplish it, they would come. That is the supreme authority throughout creation, and that is consciously sent by your own beloved I Am presence, consciously intensified and drawn from the great central sun. We are privileged to add our blue flame from the Ascended Master's octave to move you forward now to the greatest, joyous, victorious accomplishment you have ever known. So fear nothing and go forward. Loathe them that which loves to give you the fullness of itself. Now don't wonder, well, does that flame stand inside or outside of my tube of light? What matters it? It probably interpenetrates and is inside and outside both. Your electronic tube of light substance was part of it, but you didn't quite know it. But see this flame of which I speak tonight, an exact flame, one flame with a point above, and you standing within it. On your tube of light, also standing round you. I'm then abiding in that. Feel that mastery and peace and power and inexhaustible strength and energy which only love can give. And that love is immortality. Won't you be seated, please? Oh, precious ones, we are just longing for the hour when these animated activities can come before you. Why, you will go forward like lightning to the accomplishment of anything constructive to which you turn your attention. So tonight, with the great power that only love can give, with the assurance to you that I am telling you self-evident law, self-evident truth, by the power of immortal love with which you can experiment to your heart's content, I bid you success and love and blessings and boundless supply with the greatest joy you have ever known. And I bid legions of angels, if need be, to come to your assistance as you go forward in the great joy of cleansing anything wherever you pass by. All the love and all the love can give stands awaiting your call. And in this immortal flame, which holds within it the absolute annihilation of doubt and fear, may you feel tonight the glory of its blessing and know how privileged you are to have the use of that in the outer world as you move among mankind, and they know it not. This is one of the most marvelous means of healing and is a power that to which all yield obedience. May it become in and around each of you a pillar of dazzling radiance, and its authority and its master presence of that beloved mighty I Am that ever stands above you. May the glory of its love in that immortal blue flame come now into outer action and go forth under your direction until wherever you move, its master authority of life compels perfection into action, and you become a blessing to the whole universe forever. Please be seated. Now, in the powerhouse of its mighty presence, may you be charged with more energy and more strength than you could ever use. So try to feel that it is inexhaustible in the ever-expanding blessings but go forth from it constantly. And as you use it, it will ever grow brighter and greater around you until it becomes the sun of your presence and you the jewel within its dazzling heart. All the love at my command shall come to assist you, and may you become the immortal love of that blue flame to bear witness to the truth of your presence and release its master powers to take you forward in this world until you perfect it and raise it and return it to the great presence of life, a credit to the universe. It is a path of boundless joy, and your happiness in the use of that flame is immortal and expanding to your heart's content until no part of life can suffer or be limited again. The greatest joy in the universe is to free life from limitations, and this gives you unconditional authority to go ahead in the name of your mighty I Am presence and render that service that is the fulfillment of your destiny to your ascension. Thank you and good night. Beloved Sha'ara, thank you for your love and your presence with us. Thank you. We send our love and gratitude to your beloved mother and all the blessed ones who have loved us so long. Thank you for the victory that your love has brought to us. May we ever bear witness to that love which is boundless and all-powerful everywhere. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy unfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of such immortal love of that blue flame that wherever we go, it becomes our world. And no longer can doubt or fear or limitation ever touch those under this radiation. All our gratitude for eternity, may we use it to the fullness of our freedom in the victory of the ascension. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in all the power at your command of that immortal love that clears our way now and brings your victory and your obedience everywhere. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Sha'ara. And thank you all who have poured their love through the centuries to raise mankind into that immortal freedom that is immortal happiness. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we ask you to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever power of that immortal love of that great cosmic blue flame is necessary, move it over the face of the earth and consume everything unlike its great eternal freedom. To all who govern, great beings of light, the great cosmic crystal cup flood forth everything it contains tonight into the hands and use of those under this radiation by that immortal love of that great cosmic blue flame that makes them master wherever they move until their ascension is complete. We thank them great beings for the privilege of carrying this love and this light as never before. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones in the central sun, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame of immortal love in its great cosmic Christ power of the blue ray, that wherever we move, it goes before us and forever compels perfection. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, take up our regular calls and to so amplify its outpouring tonight that those under this radiation go forward clothed in its boundless supply of every good thing. Make them the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And may this great blue flame go forth tonight and dissolve from the earth all that is of war, all impurity, all poverty, all that is not of the light, and in their place, let this blue flame of immortal love arise and rule all with cosmic authority and power in eternal conscious command. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our love and our gratitude that is boundless for all that love has done for us. Now may we become its immortal flame to the earth until the world itself is a gigantic blazing sun of its immortal victory.